There were increases in hiring in construction, service businesses, and leisure and hospitality. Americans made more money. Average hourly wages rose 2.9% compared with a year ago. Chris?
Jenny, thanks. President Trump on Twitter this morning calls the new Bob Woodward book, critical of his administration, a scam with made-up quotes. Woodward says he stands by his reporting. The president says about an anonymous claim in the New York Times there's a resistance movement within the administration that the whole thing is unfair. The person was probably very low level. He spoke to Fox at a rally in Montana. The former FBI director of the FBI, we have now learned, is under federal grand jury investigation. His lawyer says that news was leaked to distract from criticism of President Trump. More on that from Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C.
Chris, Andrew McCabe's lawyer tells Fox News the grand jury was impaneled about a month ago and said it's unlikely McCabe will be prosecuted. The Washington Post has reported the panel has summoned one witness. The move to impanel grand jury came after the Justice Department Inspector General issued a report claiming McCabe approved a media disclosure to advance his personal interest. McCabe has been a frequent target of President Trump on Twitter and was fired from the FBI just days before he was set to retire. Chris.
Rachel, thanks. Witnesses are called today for Brett Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation hearing. He spent 2 days answering questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee. Today's session gets going in about a half hour. A Dallas, Texas police officer shot and killed a neighbor in her apartment complex last night. She says she walked into his apartment by mistake, thinking it was hers. The officer, we're told, reported the shooting as soon as it happened. She is being placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fair and Balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
WSOY News Time is 8:03. The Inspector General for the Illinois General Assembly said there isn't enough proof that a former House leader, Representative Lou Lang, sexually harassed or intimidated a legislative activist. In a letter to Lang, Acting Inspector Julie Porter said that the woman who made the accusation, Marianne Loncar, did not cooperate with the investigation. I do not have sufficient evidence that such occurrences, even if they happened, constituted sexual harassment, wrote Porter, who said she had closed the matter. Loncar, a medical marijuana advocate who interacted with the Skokie Democrat on legislation involving the issue over 4 years, issued a statement yesterday saying that she distrusts an investigation led by an appointee of legislative leaders. The finding offers some relief to a Democratic Party that has been besieged by a string of allegations of inappropriate behavior by politicians and top staff members, along with criticism of the way the party chairman, Mike Madigan, has handled them. Bulldog football for you tonight on WSOY. It comes your way with the Curly's Tailgate Show starting at 6 with Brett Serfowski and Seth Greenwell. That'll be followed by the pregame show at 6:30. Dominique Smith will have that for you. Kickoff coming your way at 7 o'clock from St. Teresa High School. More news comes your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made local.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
One in six people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
Love promise.
DJ Lindo standing by with your WSOY 3-day forecast. Rain,
showers, thunderstorms, heavy rainfall possible, highs near 73 degrees. For tonight, showers, thunderstorms, once again, lows around 62. For your Saturday, showers and thunderstorms again, highs near 65. And Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, 50% chance with highs around 68 degrees. It is currently 69 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, September 7th edition of Byers & Company. We'll give away Cardinals tickets this hour, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, plus a recap of all the exciting stuff you've missed this week and the latest out of Washington, D.C. next.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We spent a chunk of time talking about Burt Reynolds this morning, so much so that I have Gator queued up and ready to go in Hulu. And I found a story by The Hollywood Reporter, which was a really good story, but talking about his appearances on The Tonight Show and how that really, his sense of humor on that show opened up. I mean, that's where Smokey and the Bandit and all that stuff came from, was his sort of impromptu. And by the way, he was the first comedian in 1972 to ever sit in for Carson as a guest host.
That I wasn't aware of.
He brought his ex-wife on that night as a guest. They hadn't spoken in 6 years.
Oh, wow.
And she made a crack about his older girlfriend. It was Dinah Shore when he was dating her. And then, do you remember the whipped cream fight that they got into, Carson and Reynolds? I mean, that was the stuff that sort of brought out the where people said, oh, well, we see him in comedies. And it is amazing to me when you think about all of the good movies I've forgotten about. I guess there are people of an era, and they're just always sort of associated with that era. And I know that somewhere someone once wrote that, you know, Americans don't have second acts. And they do, because he comes back with Evening Shade and then again with Boogie Nights. But that wasn't Burt Reynolds. Although he was very good in Boogie Nights. By the way, that movie's 20 years old.
Doesn't seem possible. Doesn't seem possible. That is 20 years old.
How about bad an actor Mark Wahlberg was in it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was on purpose bad. Who else was in that? The guy who killed himself, Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yeah.
And the guy who was in Fargo. You know, the redheaded guy.
Yeah. Why is it?
William H. Macy?
Yes. There were some great people in that movie. But Reynolds fired his agent after seeing some of the scenes before the movie was finished. He thought it was going to be terrible. And the idea that Burt Reynolds could have been Han Solo, the crazy retired astronaut that Jack Nicholson played in Terms of Endearment, and John McClane, Bruce Willis's breakout role in Die Hard. He turned all three of those parts down.
Right.
And was the first choice of Milos Forman to be what became Jack Nicholson's breakout, R.P. McMurphy in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now just think about that for a moment. Everybody always talks about Tom Selleck, you know, missing Raiders of the Lost Ark because the Magnum people wouldn't let him out of his contract on CBS. By the way, when's the new Magnum PI start? I'm very excited about that. It's in September, right? Isn't that when all the fall TV shows?
So. It really doesn't.
But doesn't it seem so archaic to be talking about it? Well, sometime in September, the TV comes back.
It does seem weird.
I don't even watch, but I will watch Magnum PI. Are you excited about this? Were you a fan of the original?
Yeah, I like the original. I really did. I mean, I watched it on a regular basis.
Because of Higgins.
The whole thing.
Higgy Baby and Magnum. That was right. What made the show. But anyway, that was the famous letdown, right? Tom Selleck was, Steven Spielberg wanted him for Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's insane.
And there was another one. I think Pierce Brosnan was supposed to go to be Bond, but they wouldn't let him out of his Remington Steel contract, and then he ended up becoming Bond 20 years later or something. Crazy like that.
Monday, September 24th. Is when it premieres.
See, that just doesn't work. I need my on-demand. I mean, when are the networks going to figure this out?
The episode guide on IMDb has two episodes listed. So it kind of gives you one, and that's it.
All right. Well, anyway, when you... Burt Reynolds, by the way, he literally was going to be in that cast of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the final Quentin Tarantino movie, which he'll now not be in. So, there you have it. But Gator and Sharky's Machine. So, how do I buy through Amazon Prime when they have movies that are available and you have to purchase them? It's a little confusing in the app. Have you ever done that?
No, I have not.
Have you?
What do you?
No, I sure haven't.
Like, you know, you have Amazon Prime, and that comes with thousands of movies mm-hmm. and TV shows. But then every once in a while, you'll find one that is available for purchase.
And then where does it go?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out where how you buy it.
Well, whenever we do it through the TV, I know what that looks like.
That's Comcast.
I thought even with Amazon, there's the option to, there's like a buy option.
It says, how do I watch this? And then I click, how do I watch this? Video you've purchased or rented for Amazon are available to watch here. So I got to go to Amazon.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't really show you how to do that. It just has the button remove from watch list or play trailer. I mean, it doesn't really have like a button to buy the mm-hmm. movie. So I have to literally go to Amazon's website, rent and or buy the movie, and then access it through the app.
Right. Well, or
that seems cumbersome.
Or access it, really it just is. Through the website. Yeah, because I'm looking at it on my desktop. In here,
yes.
And it says you can rent, buy, more purchase options, and add to watch list.
Yeah, but I don't ever watch on a desktop computer through a website. I go through the app.
I understand.
Because I found another one that I wanted to see from a long time ago, and it was the same thing. So basically, if you grew up in the 1970s, you're screwed because like these entertainment giants don't think it's worth having for you. Do you know another movie I wanted to get?
Uh-oh.
And it's another 70s. I mean, if you think about it.
Uh-oh.
When you think about stars, did you ever see The Killer Elite?
No.
Really? They did a horrible remake of it with, what's his face, the bald guy.
You're going to have to give me
Jason Statham.
Oh.
But the original movie starred James Caan. And James Caan, literally, I think, was about as 70s as Burt Reynolds, right?
Oh, yeah. Then.
With The Godfather. And what was the really bad? Rollerball? So bad it was good?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rollerball was so bad it was good.
But think about it. They made remakes of both those movies. They did a 2011 remake of Killer Elite. And didn't they redo Rollerball with that kid that was in the movies for about 2 minutes?
Yeah, something. I don't even remember his name.
Chris something. What was his name? Oh, now it's going to drive me crazy. Now I got to go to the IMDb page and check out James Caan and work my way backwards. Now, he's still around, right? He's 78 years old. Wouldn't you have guessed James Caan probably would have been older than Burt Reynolds?
You would think.
Huh?
Are you talking about Eric Serra? Is that his name?
No.
Oh, no. Sorry about that. That was composers. Apologize. Chris Klein.
Chris Klein. I mean, remember that guy was like big for like 2 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, this is how hard it is to be Burt Reynolds. When you're the number one box office 5 straight years, mm-hmm. think about that.
Right.
And to be an actor for, what, 50 years?
Right. That movie had LL Cool J and Rebecca Romaine Stamos in it.
Ought to be enough to tell you everything you need, right?
Right.
Ought to be enough. Lindsay, you were and something?
I was thinking of somebody else. I was thinking, didn't Chris Klein die? But never mind.
You're talking about the kid from Glee.
Yeah.
Same sort of look.
Height or whatever.
Yeah. All right, so... If you go back to when they both started, and you go back to The Killer Elite, which is just a great movie. Have you even heard of it?
No.
I hadn't even heard of it either.
Okay, in my world, there are three James Caan movies that are untouchable. You got him playing the hothead son of Vito Corleone in The Godfather, Sonny. Right. That's the great role, right?
Perfect.
Because a lot of guys had perms back in the 40s. No?
Yeah.
You've got, I guess there's four. Because you've got Rollerball, which I think you have to put in there.
Yeah, you really do.
Because his name is Jonathan E. Just E. And that sort of whole futuristic thing, and you had John Houseman. And the organs, right? The organ, the pipe organs?
Yeah.
Right.
That was a movie that was so bad it was good.
Didn't and then I get a cult following, a little like Blade Runner.
Maybe a little bit. Then I think you put The Killer Elite and Brian Song. That's your four. Brian Song, untouchable.
I know what you're doing this weekend.
It's the guy cry movie of all time.
That's true.
And he plays Brian Piccolo. And Billy Dee Williams plays Gale Sayers. And it was a made-for-TV movie. No one ever remembers that. But The Killer Elite is fantastic because he's a CIA guy who is betrayed by his partner. His partner is played by Robert Duvall. And he shoots him in both kneecaps, like to take him out of like James Conner. Then he has to come back, and it has all kinds of like martial arts and Arthur Hill, who was just brilliant. And it was directed by Sam Peckinpah. Yeah, like no one knows this movie, but if you go back and watch it, it's a great film. Including Bo Hopkins, who's another actor that you would not think of, but if you see him, will scream 1970s, is the slightly off-psychotic Jerome Miller. So, Killer Elite, Brian Song, Rollerball, Godfather. Since we're stuck in this era with Burt Reynolds dying yesterday. And then Gator and Sharky's Machine. Good luck finding Sharky's Machine. We did find Gator, available both Amazon and Hulu as part of your streaming services.
You can probably find it.
And you remember Gator is the sequel to White Lightning, but it's a standalone film that's great. And Lauren, what's her name?
McCall.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll be watching that this weekend.
Wasn't she a journalist in the movie?
I think she was.
And he's like going back as an informant for the feds. And Jerry Reed plays a real slummy sleazeball character. There's your trip down to the 1970s. I just hope this doesn't backfire.
And you're disappointed.
Huh? Well, I just think you'll invariably be disappointed. I mean, how many people do you run into that you had a crush on in the sixth grade?
Sorry, it was Lauren Hutton, not Lauren Bacall.
I was going to say, what is it?
Yeah. Sorry. I confused my Laurens.
Yeah, but in about 60 years difference of age.
Right.
This isn't a black and white movie. One married to Humphrey Bogart.
Something like that.
Okay. Anyway, check it out. Those are your recommendations. And I think with the passing of Burt Reynolds, you got to have a little time for nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when they used to sell the Johnny Carson shows like on VHS? Like you could buy like entire seasons?
I remember the TV commercials for it.
Yes.
I think they still run those. I see those pop up every once in a while.
Whatever you're watching, guide. I'm not watching.
It's just in the guide. I'm not watching it. I'm just, you know, it'll be near a channel that I'm watching on the guide.
I just think that like that and like they had the Dean Martin roast, you know, you could buy like the whole collection.
Right.
Along with the Sound of Music.
And you buy all that stuff, right? And it wasn't that long ago.
No.
And you would buy music. Isn't the world much better in a rental capacity?
Yes. Or even like a, well, we buy
how much money do I have in Blu-ray disc underneath the TV?
Oh, my gosh.
And when was the last time any of those were pulled out of a case to be watched?
I can't recall.
3 years?
Yeah. And you know what's funny is, I mean, if I want to watch a movie, we may own it.
Yeah.
But I'll go to On Demand or any of the other streaming services
easier.
We have to see if I can. And then if I don't find it, I'm like, oh, darn. I never think, well, I could dig it out of this box of
right.
Blu-ray.
So I'm looking for like All the President's Men or whatever. Yeah, I've got the director's cut, you know, extended version, blah, 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 blah. But it's like you just spend all that money for absolutely no reason. Except when it comes to, could you find like Gator in a bin at Walmart somewhere? like $4.99.
Oh, I doubt that.
Why not?
I bet you just can't.
Well, why did the 70s, I mean, you can still find Casablanca. Why did we just take out an entire, some of the most interesting movies made were made in the 1970s. This is when Spielberg and Scorsese and Coppola all were coming of age. I mean, they made some really interesting movies. Can you find Dog Day Afternoon? Or Serpico?
Maybe.
Can you?
You might.
Maybe.
In the Walmart bin.
Right.
I'm talking about what's going on with these streaming services.
But I don't think you're finding Gator or White Lightning. Maybe Smokey and the Bandit.
Well, I want to know who in all of the tech land with all these people decided, you know, Adventures in Babysitting's better like Hollywood movie making than anything in the 1970s.
Hey, that movie was amazing.
I had a thing for Elizabeth Shue.
Adventures.
Remember the woman trying to buy a hot dog? Thought she found the cat, but it was a rat. Because she didn't have her glasses.
I can honestly say I've never seen that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Dog Day Afternoon is available on Amazon.
Okay.
Maybe. Hang on. Nope. How do I watch this? What is the deal?
I don't know. Well, can you Google that? Surely somebody in the Googleverse has an answer to your query.
Five easy pieces. Most famous diner ordering scene in the history of dining ordering scenes. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Do you know what Five Easy Pieces is?
No.
See, we've let you down. I really feel it.
It's a Western, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I have the wrong title of the wrong Jack Nicholson movie?
Oh.
What was the movie where he did, where you had to, with the diner waitress, the order, the infamous order?
As Good as It Gets?
No, that was way, I'm talking about back in the 1970s.
Oh.
Five Easy Pieces was it a Western?
I don't know.
No. I'm
trying to remember what it was.
I think you're just making stuff up today. Like Lauren Bacall.
That was just having my Laurens confused.
Okay, I get it. So if I go to the IMDb page and go back through Jack Nicholson's career, that's quite a career as well. There was a time when he didn't just play Jack Nicholson.
He had a little more depth.
And well, it wasn't that he didn't have depth later. It's just he turned into sort of a caricature of himself, right? And back when you were watching for the first time One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, did you remember who the producer who bought that book and all the rights and all that was? A very young Michael Douglas. That thing won the Academy Awards. I mean, he was like in his late 20s.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So if I go to, you know, this is like when he was making TV appearances on Hawaiian Eye. You know, I mean, this, you know, the career wasn't exactly Dr. Kildare, the Andy Griffith Show. He showed up on the Andy Griffith Show twice. An episode in 1966 called Opie Finds a Baby and an episode in 1967 called Aunt Bee the Juror. Jack Nicholson on the Andy Griffith Show. I bet you Joel Fletcher would be able to tell you that.
Oh, yeah. He probably could have pulled that one right out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Five Easy Pieces, dropout from Upper Class America, picks up work along the way on oil rigs when his life isn't spent, and a succession of bars, motels, and other points of interest. Not a Western. You're thinking of Going South.
Probably.
Huh. So, like, there was a time when you watched Chinatown.
That came out in 1970, though.
What? What did?
Five Easy Pieces.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's your point?
No, I was thinking more along the lines in the mid-1970s, 75, 76.
Did you ever see The Last Detail?
Nope.
Oh, it's a good movie. I think that's the first time I ever laid eyes on Randy Quaid. By the way, I saw a commercial last night with Dennis Quaid in it. I don't know what he's doing to his face, but he needs to stop. He's like that Megan whatever. Remember the gal was in Top Gun and When Harry Met Sally, and you see her now and you go, oh, my God, what happened?
Yeah, yeah. Or Renee Zellweger.
Yeah. Usually dudes, I don't know, but whatever he's doing, he's got to stop. All right.
I'm sorry, I feel a little nostalgic.
And I also feel a little dissed.
Dissed?
Why?
By the Alphabet folks. I mean, they're just all these great classics. I mean, I can get so much crap on here. That no one has thought to acquire the rights or that there might be discerning consumers out there that want to.
This is the same world that has music restrictions and you can't get the original soundtrack to, you know, WKRP in Cincinnati. Come on. You know how licensing works.
I get it, but man, these companies are going to have to figure out how consumer demand works. And this old deal of like, well, we'll do it like we've always done it, isn't going to be good enough anymore.
Mm-mm.
And if that means an entire generation of movies and great stuff lost because people just don't have the access to it, I hate to think that. Because there is, I mean, you think about everything done since then, since Five Easy Pieces or since Chinatown or since Dog Day Afternoon or Sharky's Machine or Gator. You think about all the crap that has been put out of Hollywood in the 40, 50 years since then, and it's all out there, right? I can get everything Adam Sandler has done. And on that list of worth watching, zero.
I thought I liked Spanglish.
Okay.
But that was
You
Adam
didn't
Sandler's.
Like the remake of The Longest Yard?
No. No, I liked Spanglish. Well,
but let's think about these idiots in Hollywood. I mean, you're watching The Longest Yard. Have you ever seen the movie? You've seen the movie. You go, oh, we can make that better.
No, and you can't.
No.
And who are we going to get to play the quarterback? Yeah, this is Adam Sandler. He's hot right now. That movie is great. The original.
The original.
Have you seen the original?
I have seen the original.
I mean, he was Paul Wrecking Crew.
Yes.
Yeah.
People forget the violent start to that and the Maserati and the whole girlfriend fight.
Mm-hmm. I might have to find out over the weekend, too.
That's probably... you know what you're gonna get frustrated because you're gonna go and they're gonna give you the Adam Sandler version.
Right, right.
Over and over again.
Over again, that's right.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your whoop. Is there something that I catch you off guard there?
A little bit. I'm good.
All right. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOI 3D forecast and a mouthful of something.
I'm good now. Showers, thunderstorms possible today. Could see some heavy rainfall. Highs near 73 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms still possible. Lows around 62 degrees. For your Saturday, showers, possible thunderstorms once again. Highs near 65. Then Sunday, 50% chance we could see some showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy and highs near 68 degrees. It is 69 degrees in downtown Decatur.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 AM, plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
One in six people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Happy to report The Longest Yard, the original version, is available as part of your Amazon Prime membership. 2 hours and 1 minute, released in 1973, directed by Robert Aldridge. And you remember who the bad guy was, the warden of the prison, who he was played by? Eddie Albert. From Green Acres. And you just hated the guy, right?
With a passion.
I mean, you know, you remember like in the 70s, you could go and root for the convicts. It was like sort of the decade of the bad guys. Dog Day Afternoon, they were robbing a bank to give his guy, his lover, a sex change operation. That was the hero of the movie.
What a plot.
Right? And The Longest Yard was great because of the guy. Remember the guy that played Caretaker? What a great actor he was. We'll take a quick break for news. Back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. Jeff Daly is standing by.
WSOY News Time, 8:29. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom. The City of Decatur and Advanced Disposal are giving you a chance to clean up before fall gets into full swing. They're scheduling another citywide cleanup event next Wednesday. The third of four cleanup dates will run from 2 until 6 in the Decatur Civic Center parking lot. If you miss next week's event, never fear. There is a fourth and final date for 2018 set for October 11th. Residents will be allowed to dispose of large items from their homes for no charge. They must be placed in the roll-off bins located in the parking lot. Items that will be accepted include old furniture, mattresses, and household items, as well as a limited amount of tires. Keep in mind, though, electronics, appliances, paint, and yard waste will not be allowed or accepted. Citywide cleanups are all part of the City of Decatur's initiative that's designed to reinvigorate and improve neighborhoods. If you need more information about these events, give them a call at 424-2864. Morning's coming up after Fox News at 8:30.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The Dow opening slightly lower on Wall Street after the August jobs report out showing job openings topped analyst expectations.
201,000 jobs were created in August, 204,000 in the private sector, down 3,000 in the public sector. Most of those losses were in state government. The unemployment rate unchanged at 3.9%.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. And a grand jury's been impaneled to investigate a former FBI deputy director.
Andrew McCabe's lawyer tells Fox News the grand jury was impaneled a month ago and says unlikely McCabe will be prosecuted. The Washington Post has reported the panel has summoned one witness. The move to impanel a grand jury came after the Justice Department Inspector General issued a report claiming McCabe approved a media disclosure to advance his personal interest.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time, 8:31. A Colorado coroner has confirmed that a body found in Rocky Mountain National Park is a hiker from Urbana. The Boulder County Coroner's Office said yesterday that it had identified 60-year-old Jens J. Yamber of Urbana. The autopsy said, or the office says the autopsy has been completed, but more investigation is needed to determine exactly how he died. Park officials found Yamber's body Friday morning west of Keplinger's Couloir at 12,600 feet of elevation in extremely steep, rugged terrain. Yamber was reported overdue August 28th. When he didn't return from the hike he began 2 days earlier, his rental car was found at the Long's Peak trailhead. At over 14,000 feet above sea level, Long's Peak is the highest mountain in the park and the 15th highest in the state of Colorado. Sports pitcher, pinch hitter David Bote had an RBI double and scored in the 10th. Cubs come back to beat the Nationals 6-4 in the opening of that four-game series. Meanwhile, Fighting Illini are back in action against Western Illinois, a team that appeared in the football championship subdivision playoffs last season and has beaten a team from the Bold subdivision two straight years. We have that game for you tomorrow night starting at 5:30. Meantime, busy night of sports on the way tonight. It's St. Teresa Bulldog football as the Bulldogs come home to take on the Meridian Hawks. We'll have the Curly's tailgate show starting at 6, pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Your next news is up at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made local.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Played Against Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Played Against Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Played Against Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some used sports equipment? Played Against Sports will buy it. Visit PlayedAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Played Against Sports. Everybody plays.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, showers, possible thunderstorms, high or heavy rainfall possible as well with highs near 73 degrees. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms once again, lows around 62 for your Saturday. Showers, thunderstorms possible, highs near 65. And Sunday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy and highs near 68 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 69 degrees.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Right now we head to Benjamin F. Edwards, Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The Dow closed higher on Thursday, up 20 points to 25,995, while the broader S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite were lower. Weakness continued for the technology sector as cautionary outlook comments were delivered by some chip manufacturers at a technology conference. In economic news, orders for manufactured goods dropped 0.8 during July, more than expected, and June orders were revised downward. ADP reported the private sector added 163,000 new jobs during August, down from the 219,000 added during July and below the expected 193,000 jobs gain. European markets were lower today, with the London FTSE down 0.9, while the DAX in Frankfurt was off 0.14. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.8. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 2/32, yielding 2.887%. Gold futures were up $2.60 at $1,206.90. Crude oil futures were up 12 cents at $67.88 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 25,912, a negative 83 points. ADM at 49.12, Ameren 65.28, Caterpillar 140.58, Norfolk Southern 174.93, PPG 111.18, Tate & Lyle 34.97, and Mueller Water 11.36. And now I will quote Pele. Success is no accident. It is hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, love of what you are doing or learning to do. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. We got a full week next week. Not that we've not had full weeks. Yeah, there's been some holidays, but there was work involved.
Yeah.
And we've got two Hot 25 events this week. Fido Scurry tomorrow. And we'll be heading down to Arcola for the Broom Corn Festival sometime this weekend, probably dodging the rain. That will largely
Sunday
depend on forecast, right?
It's going to be the chance.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about it. I think I saw a very young, up-and-coming Garth Brooks at the Arcola Broom Corn Festival.
Really?
Yes. I think grade school or junior high?
Okay.
Maybe grade school. I can't recall, but I remember, and I'm pretty sure it was the Arcola Broom Corn Festival.
Well, they do musical acts.
Yes, and he was kind of a new guy on the scene.
Really?
And there were a lot of people there, but it was just kind of
hard to think of him being a young guy on the scene.
Yeah.
Are we having another garbage strike going on, by the way, just out of curiosity?
What is the situation with the garbage? I mean, it got changed. Last night was Thursday.
Not in here.
Oh.
It didn't get done in there?
No, there's still soda cups and just telling you when the ants get in here. Like when we have to pay for like, I'm not the one dumping all the food in the.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Did you hear about the two Detroit Tigers broadcasters that got into it?
Oh my gosh.
Like a fist fight?
No.
You didn't? Oh my
gosh.
No,
I did not.
We don't know what kind of...
That sounds like a scene straight out of Major League.
It does, doesn't it? The contentious personal relationship between Fox Sports' Detroit's top two Detroit Tigers broadcasters, Mario Impimba, and Rod Allen, has boiled over. The pair were involved in a physical altercation immediately following Tuesday night's game against the White Sox, according to multiple persons with direct knowledge of the situation. Sources requested anonymity because they are not authorized to speak on the incident, which was described as severe by one person who was present. When asked about the incident, Fox Sports Detroit General Manager Greg Hammerman referred questions to Courtney Welch, the station's Director of Social Media and Communications. We're addressing an internal matter and will not have any further comment at this time. It's unclear what led to the incident, and both the broadcasters did not respond to comment when contacted late Wednesday night in their place. Matt Shepard and Kirk Gibson called the series finale against the White Sox on Wednesday. Evidently, they traveled back to Detroit separately, according to a person with knowledge of the situation, are scheduled to meet with executives. Now, they're in their 17th season of broadcasting games together.
And did I read that it's no secret they don't really like each other?
Yeah. it is, when I read this, I'm really surprised it doesn't happen more often, to be honest with you. Broadcasting together is a very intimate thing.
It is.
Yeah. It's a little different for us in that we're in three different rooms and
There's days that's a good thing. There's days that it kind of is harder because I think it'd be better if we were all in the same room sometimes.
Yeah, because we could tell what you were doing on your phone.
Mm-hmm. I haven't touched my phone, thank you.
Okay. My point being, as Lindsay just illustrated, it's not the easiest thing in the world to come in every morning and spend 3 hours with somebody every single day.
No.
And so I'm surprised, not the physical fight or violence, but I'm surprised that, but, you know, 17 years is a long time to be broadcasting with each other when you can't stand each other.
Yeah.
So do you have to like the people that
nope.
you're...
Nope.
See, you say that. But I don't think I can't... This is going to come out wrong, but because I don't mean it as a pejorative. You're better at being phony than I am.
Yeah, and there's some people that are better at it. When I was in TV, one of our like early evening anchors and the other anchor hated each other.
Okay.
I mean, they, you know, like it was a male and female. It was so much that anchor man thing
mm-hmm.
that coming back, they would just throw insults at each other. And then right there, and oh, smiles. Everything's great. How are
See,
you?
See, I could not work
they
in that environment.
They hated each
I
other.
Neither.
And the problem was is that they got really good ratings. Nobody was going to separate them. Nobody was going to move because they both wanted to get, they did not want to work together.
All right. Well, see, they open up a series with the Cardinals today. Back in Detroit. And they're also commemorating the 50th anniversary of the 1968 World Series championship. And no one really knows who's going to be in the broadcast booth tonight. So my question is this. How do you this is like sort of inside baseball, but like Lindsay will do something like really mean and then come right back on the mic and act like it never happened.
You do too. Kind
I
don't
know. I listen.
Not really.
Good or bad, I can't. I wear it on my sleeve.
You're not
I,
as good.
I can't. What? No. You know, in some ways, I could say that with pride. I'm not as good at being phony as you are.
That's true.
I mean, that's sort of a backhanded compliment.
No, that's true. That's true.
But I would imagine there's more of this than you realize,
mm-hmm.
and then you also realize when you're watching these people on TV or you're listening to the radio, you don't really know those people.
No, and you wouldn't believe how petty they can get.
I would think, is that more TV?
I saw it in TV. I saw it a lot in TV. That was one particular example.
Let's just for instance.
It was so bad that they had like.
You had a female news anchor.
Yes.
That was a kleptomaniac.
Yes. She made, her contract was $1 million. And she, Nordstrom, would call almost every day.
Now.
Come get Gene.
Okay, so
God.
Now I don't mean to poke fun, but the TV station was willing to put up with her committing crime after crime after crime, and the general public didn't have any idea of this.
Oh, it was kind of a known thing, but it wasn't. It was always kind of a joke, like if you know, like in the morning, like if they were at some place, you know, it was kind of like because we were trying to launch this Crossroads show and everything, and it was always just like hide your stuff, Gene's coming. It was kind of a joke.
But my point
and
being,
I get asked all
I
the
think
time.
When you talk about TV, you have to set it aside from the rest of
you
journalism.
You do. It's just, I
can't imagine print people acting that way.
Those two early evening anchors had, there were two parking spots. One was one closer, they were right next to each other. One was just closer to the building. And it was a fight about who would get that spot. They were next to each other. And she got the spot. He keyed her car.
Oh, my God.
That's how stupid it was. It was just.
And then they would go on and just be and as then, phony as can be. See, I could not. That is literally what you just described is my version of hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just, I mean, it was tense. They made everything just uncomfortable. I mean, they were, I can say now they would both be fired at this point. Like the behavior, the name calling, the things that would not be allowed in this particular time in society.
Okay.
I mean, like, just imagine some of
the... It was a different time.
Yeah.
But I still think that when you start with TV, you got to realize that you're not everyone, of course. There's some wonderful people that do it. But there's a lot more ego involved in that particular genre than in the others.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't you think that's a fair statement?
I think that is fair.
Yeah.
Because it starts with such a phony premise that you have to be pretty or you have to be somehow like, it doesn't matter what your brain is like.
Going back to the Detroit announcers for just a second, an update I just found on Deadspin says there was a disagreement over a chair in the booth.
See?
But, okay, first of all, you guys are, that doesn't mean that's the reason. That's just the symptom.
It is. It's
right.
Just the.
If you've been together 17 years and you hate each other's guts.
Right.
That chair is not the real reason
no.
you're throwing down.
No, no, no.
That's just the latest in a string of things that has pushed you past the point of return.
Right.
That is.
Right.
Or no return.
Or no return.
Or Lauren Bacall.
Stop. Lauren Hutton.
Or discernible.
Or discerning. I don't write the copy. I just read it. Zach confirmed that it should be discerning and not discernible.
Okay. Is discernible a word?
It doesn't mean what...
Ah, I see.
So let me try that out on you. See how this flies.
Okay.
Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
The St. Teresa Bulldogs took care of business on a long road trip in week two and head back to Decatur to start Central Illinois Conference play against the Meridian Hawks this Friday night. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Seth Greenwell joins me from Curley's for our tailgate special at 6 p.m. And then Dominique Smith fires up the Dale South Lake Pharmacy and Colby's Corner Drugs pregame show at 6:30. Right here on 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM WSOY and online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
1 in 6 people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning. If you don't believe me about the TV part, just think about the movies that have been based in television. And then,
oh,
like,
gosh,
what's been based in, like, radio. I mean, radio, you get WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And you got a whole bunch of people that are pretty likable characters.
Well, was it news radio?
News radio was the
Phil Hartman.
TV series. And that young guy, I can't remember from...
From...
Kids in the Hall,
yeah. I was going to say SCTV.
Yeah, I haven't seen that guy for a while. He was, like, all over everything. All right, and then you think about what's the most famous, like, TV-based entertainment would be... Anchorman?
Yeah, a movie. And then
Broadcast News.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Broadcast News, that was the one I couldn't think of.
Full of a lot of very unlikable people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Who do you root for in Anchorman?
Ron Burgundy, of course.
Really? He's the D-baggish, right, D-bag of all time.
That's why he's, you know.
I know, but my point is, like, you have no problem believing that in that right world, right?
Right.
Broadcast News, Holly Hunter, all over the place nods. Albert Brooks, loathsome, no self-esteem. William Hurt, the pretty boy, too dumb to actually be a real reporter. I mean,
mm-hmm.
So it's a love triangle of a movie with three people that you're just not buying, loving any of them.
Yes. I love Broadcast News.
What else in radio? I could play Misty
Frasier
for me.
Frasier.
Yeah. Frasier.
I don't really think... That, I guess, was a show about radio. He had a producer.
Roz and he, there was kind of a...
But there wasn't a lot about radio in that. I mean, the dad's chair took up more space than, you know, the radio port.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know that I would call that a radio show. Like, WKRP in Cincinnati was everything.
About radio.
Yeah.
Right.
Play Misty for me.
It's a little creepy movie, yeah.
It ought to be a must-watch for everybody getting into a radio or broadcast career. You know,
is that the one about the...
With Clint Eastwood?
What is this one about?
It's like Fatal Attraction,
yes,
meets talk radio.
Okay, right. Yeah. I'm familiar with the story. It was a true story, wasn't it?
I don't know about that.
Or it was based on a true story. It was a guy, though.
Okay. I don't, that part I do not recall. All right, so what else? So let's just look at the biggest ones
about radio, and then we'll look at the biggest ones about TV. We're talking about these two Detroit broadcasters who literally got into a violent altercation over a chair. They've been broadcasting together for 17 years. They'd fly back separately to Detroit, and they hate each other. We got talking about how TV and radio, phony, not phony, get along, not get along. And I think if you look at the portrayals in modern entertainment of the TV industry or radio industry, you'll find the radio people much more likable.
This is true.
Good Morning Vietnam.
Good Morning Vietnam, yes.
Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Private Parts. The Howard Stern
movie. I thought that one was kind of easy. Yeah.
What do you mean easy?
I mean, that made sense because that was Howard Stern. Yeah.
But you rooted for Howard Stern.
You did.
Even people who don't like Howard Stern rooted for Howard Stern. Now, I don't know that I ever watched FM.
I don't recall it.
From 1978. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did, but it was a long, long time ago. Couldn't even get to tell you who was in it, what even the basic plot was.
Yeah. Play Misty for me was 1971. Brief fling between a male disc jockey and an obsessed female fan takes a frightening and perhaps even deadly turn. Pirate Radio is a good movie.
Pirate Radio is good. Is that the...
That was the setback in the 60s when they took that ship outside of Britain and had that pirate radio station. That's a good film. What was the movie that Eric Bogosian did? Was it called Talk Radio?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Did you see that movie?
No.
I didn't see that one.
That's an interesting film. I think it was directed by Eric Bogosian, and he plays, I think it's like in Dallas or whatever, talk radio host that just can't find happiness or whatever. But the radio sequences are all through the movie. It's all like in a radio station, except for a couple of flashback scenes.
Yep, Eric Bogosian, you're right. Directed by Oliver Stone.
Oh, was it directed by Oliver Stone?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding, I forgot that part.
Alec Baldwin was in it?
Alec Baldwin was the station manager. And they were going to take his show national. And then it brought in sponsors. I mean, from an industry standard, it was kind of interesting. And I think Eric Bogosian is a very talented actor in that role because it's like one man in a microphone for most of that movie.
Right.
Oof.
Now let's talk about the best TV movies. And I would have to say that Anchorman's got to be the biggest, right?
Broadcast News is up there for sure.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's been some real crappy ones for sure. What was the one? I have a part in it. I had like this big of a part in it. And it was based in Seattle, filmed at Como, and it was Angelina Jolie.
As a blonde.
Yes. So bad.
Okay.
And I was like.
You're in that movie?
I'm in the movie.
As what?
I'm just like in the background. I'm an extra.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, now, I would go to the Mary Tyler Moore show and say there were likable characters.
There were a lot of likable.
But who were the obnoxious ones? Like, you had no problem believing Ted Baxter as a TV guy,
yes.
Right? And Ted Baxter and Anchorman are not all... Ron Burgundy and Ted Baxter are just like a generation
you
apart.
You think that they kind of based Ron Burgundy off of that a little bit.
Yeah, and who was the horrible guy? Ed Asner, right? What about Network?
Network.
Network is a great one.
Great.
Not anyone really likable in that either.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that finally snaps...
Just for the line, just for the, you know.
Okay, I'll give you one. I'm going to tie Burt Reynolds into a TV movie that I'd forgotten all about, a movie about TV that was horrible. And it starred Kathleen Turner and Christopher Reeve. And it was called Switching Channels.
Switching Channels. I liked that one.
Oh.
Good Night and Good Luck.
Good Night and Good Luck.
Was that based on?
Was what?
Truth can be stranger than fiction. Director George Clooney opted for archive footage of Senator Joseph McCarthy to serve as the bogeyman for the historical drama.
I never saw that.
Edward R. Murrow standing up against bullying from the White House.
Yeah. Frasier, by the way, had a brief TV show in 2007 called Back to You that was about TV.
Oh.
Murphy Brown, which is coming
Murphy
back.
Murphy Brown. I liked Murphy Brown then. I don't want to see it now.
I don't either. How about... Up Close and Personal, which may be the most annoying movie Robert Redford was ever in. And Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer, yeah.
You recall that?
I didn't.
And what was the big diva stuff? Wasn't Stockard Channing playing anchor and this is the up and coming?
She was great.
Yeah.
And
then I've got the perfect example of exactly what I'm talking about. When you have a hard time finding anybody likable about a certain subject matter, The Newsroom, which was Aaron Sorkin's huge dud on HBO.
And it started so good. It started so good and then just...
Yep. All right. We'll take one last break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, showers, thunderstorms possible. Some of those could produce some heavy rainfall with highs near 73 degrees. For tonight, showers, thunderstorms possible. Lows around 62 for your Saturday. Showers once again. Could see some heavy rainfall. Highs around 65. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 68 degrees. It is 69 degrees in downtown Decatur.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, in Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
I am Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As the sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to jimrootforsheriff.com and please vote Jim Root, November 6th, paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
One in six people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested. Gator.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, we got about a minute left here. I'll give you three more TV movies that were pretty good. China Syndrome, 1979 with Jane Fonda and Michael Douglas.
Oh,
Jack Lemmon.
Thought that more about a nuclear.
Well, they were a TV crew. That was
the
whole thing.
I know, but it took place in the.
All right, The Insider, which was maybe Michael Mann's best movie. Russell Crowe's so good in that, and Al Pacino's not even really Al Pacino in that movie.
Mm-mm.
And then Groundhog Day, if you want to call it one.
Yes.
That's it for us. All of our podcasts this week are available at nowdecatur.com. They're presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. You can hear all the interviews. We had a bunch of them this week, including a great education spotlight this morning with one of the Ag Academy students, instructor from MacArthur, and Zach Shields from the DPS Foundation about a great day at Enterprise yesterday with ADM and the 4-H program. There's a video of that available at nowdecatur.com as well. We'll see you for the Hot 25 this weekend with Bob Brady and Limitless Decatur, and we'll be back in the saddle Monday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Stay dry.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
8:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in your WSOY newsroom. The Decatur Police Department has announced that it showed a zero tolerance for impaired driving during the Labor Day holiday period. They made four arrests.